Compared to the baseline images of all the subjects, there seemed to be an immediate decrease of hyperthermia and inflammation in all the subjects. In your experience, would you consider this to be swift shifts to be a normal event?
Well, I don't think so.
How would it normally take for such a shift as we've seen in these images to occur?
For me to see a shift like that, I would say you either had to change the environmental temperature or you've addressed the inflammation. And you don't usually see inflammation respond that quickly. I mean, we know what inflammation is. So typically, if you're using nutritional supplementation, it's going to take a long time. I'd say at least 90 to 120 days to see some inflammatory changes for the positive. So the only other thing I can say is if it's not environmental, I've not seen anything like that.
Oh, that's exciting. We were very pretty careful about making sure that all the conditions were the same. So that seemed to work out good. Okay, based on the study, would you say that this technology then was what contributed to the improvements?
I would, yeah.
Okay, that's great to hear. And based on the observations between the baseline and technology tests, what comments would you make towards parties interested in pursuing this technology as consumers, researchers, or investors?
Well, my comment would be that there is an immediate response in reduction of inflammation, which is a positive thing.
That's great. Would it...
I was kind of surprised. I mean, I was pleasantly surprised that it's interesting to see how energetically things can change the positive in such a quick manner. But then again, you know, I study homeopathy, so I know that. I get it.
Okay. Yeah, that's this.
I get it. I mean, I use homeopathy all the time. You know, I mean, obviously, if I'm using thermography, I understand inflammation. So I really get it. This is phenomenal.
What I'm doing now is I'm creating this research to the next level, so I can get funding to pursue the research.
Oh, okay.
So in light of that. Being the doctor who I can reference you in this, is there anything that you would say to these investors or to anybody who may be interested in pursuing this research with me?
I don't think you really have to say a whole lot because, the picture speaks for itself. You know, I mean, if you see that you've not changed anything in the environment, the picture speaks for itself. The energy device obviously is allowing more self communication. When you have self communication, you get a reduction in inflammation.
That's really good. Okay. One more thing on the there's some noticeable changes in the lymphatic drainage, as well as in what you wrote was something about how it may be a shifting in the hormonal patterns of the individual. Can you make any comments on that from what you've seen?
Well, again, it's going to be, I can't say hormonal specifically. All I can say to you is that there's more cell-to-cell communication, and so if there's cell-to-cell communication that is effective, then that means that hormones, which are messengers, then are communicating to the DNA in a positive way.
Excellent. And again, just mainly the technology seems to be allowing that cell-to-cell communication to occur.
Correct.
All right. That's great. Okay. I really appreciate you taking this time. I know that you've been pretty packed up today and everything seemed to work out. So I think that concludes the questions. Are there any comments that you'd like to make before we close this discussion?
That's pretty much all I have to say.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, Dr. Stryker, and if I need to talk to you again, would it be okay to go ahead and contact you in the future?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I sure appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.